Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. We'll get back to the draft here in just a little bit with Chris Sanders, but let's say hello to actor Steve Lemmy, who is on the line with us. Steve, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. Tell us a little bit about Rhino Dart and everything you're doing with that.
Oh, well, Rhino Dart is a canned cocktail, an alcoholic beverage I started with a few of my friends from Nashville. It's a tequila cocktail with citrus and wildflower honey. 8% ABV, perfect for tailgating at football games, which is what I like to do. And we've been around for a year. You can only get it in Nashville. We're, you know, kind of a little mom and pop startup. But, you know, we've got we're in like 30 liquor stores now in Nashville, and it's an awesome drink. We got more flavors coming. So, you know, I'm down in Nashville all the time, and we're trying to throw parties and get the Rhino Dart train rolling out of there.
Well, so I was about to ask if you were living in Nashville, but why Nashville? Why was that like the place to start this?
Frankly, like my friend who created the formula in the first place, who invented the drink, he moved to Nashville.
Okay.
And so that's where he lived. And so all of the guys who got together to, you know, decide to, you know, go in and invest and start this company, everybody's from Nashville except for me. I'm the out of town guy. So, you know, it seemed like the perfect place to launch it to. Nashville's a party city, and you know, obviously Broadway, and you know, for the tourists. But you've got bars everywhere, and the attitude is right in Nashville. You know, like it's kind of like old school, like just a strong alcoholic beverage that, you know, it starts the party, it ends the party. It's just, it's a party in a can. So it's like Nashville seems like the perfect place.
So, and you're also obviously a lot of people know you from Super Troopers and writing that and being in it, and Super Troopers 3, working on that, correct?
Yeah, Super Troopers 3 is basically finished. It comes out August 7th. When I say basically finished, I mean like we're doing like the final touches now. Like I went in yesterday and, you know, recorded like lines of dialogue that need to be cleaned up and all that stuff. But the movie's awesome. It's our highest testing movie ever. The trailer came out this week, I think on Monday on 420, obviously. That's seems to be our day. And it's already got 49 million views, which is awesome. So, you know, onward and upward with Super Troopers.
It sounds good. Steve Lemmy's with us. Hey, go back to, you had me at tequila on this Rhino Dart thing, right? Big tequila guy here, Steve. Where can I can find this in liquor stores? Where are we talking here?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's about, you know, right now Rhino Dart is available in about 30 liquor stores in Nashville. I know in Midtown it's at Village Wine. On the east side it's at Sinker's. Brentwood it's at Total Wine. Berry Hill it's at Daily Spirits. Those are the ones I can think of off the top of my head. But it's, you know, it's all over Nashville, like I said, in about 30 liquor stores. And we have a website, rhinodart.com. And I think they have the list of all the places you can get it in Nashville.
That's fantastic. I mean, I'm looking now. I see it everywhere. So you made my day, Steve. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, no, it's a cool thing. And really, like, I wasn't being cheeky when I said it's great for tailgates. Like, I don't know about you guys, but when I go to football games, like I actually, and baseball games, at really most sporting events, I actually don't even watch the event. I'm just there to like have some drinks and talk to my friends.
Yeah, you're right. You'd fit in good here in the South with all that going on. Let me go back to Super Troopers. Isn't it crazy when you do a movie like, oh, there might be a few people watch it, then it gets the internet and cable and it just explodes. How much fun was this watching that movie explode when you're probably like, oh, hell, if we can get five people to go see it, that'd be great.
You know, it's crazy. It's like, so that movie came out in 2001, which, like, I hate to say this ages me, but that was like pre-internet, or the internet was just kind of starting, but like there were no like streaming companies or anything then. And so like that was all about the DVD. Like it actually, you know, our dream was to have Super Troopers in one theater, and this company bought, you know, because we made it for $1 million.
Wow.
So at the Sundance Film Festival to 20th Century Fox, Fox Searchlight is their independent film division. They put it on 1800 screens. Our dream was literally one theater. And, you know, it did fine at the box office for a movie that has zero stars in it. But then, like, over the next couple of years, this thing just got passed around on DVDs and
Right.
basically became the equivalent of a viral video. And, like, I remember walking down the street in New York City one time with a bunch of the Broken Lizard guys, and a dude came running out of a bar and was like, "Are you guys the Super Troopers?" We're like, "We are." He's like, "I'm the bartender in here. Get in here. You're drinking for free." And I was like, "Wait a second. Is this what fame feels like? Because I like it."
Oh, that's a great story. By the way, I like to look at your bio and where you went to high school. I mean, I'm looking at the people that went to your high school, and it's the who's who of the acting world. I mean, Claire Danes, I mean, Montgomery Clift, on and on. Noah Emmerich, who's I think is a great actor. So I guess going to this school, the Dalton School, you had to go into entertainment, right?
Well, you know, I went to a pretty elite private school. Now I'm going to sound, now everybody's like, "Oh, well, then screw this guy." My mom was a teacher there. My mom was the Spanish teacher. I'm not just a poor Hispanic kid. My mom was a Spanish teacher there, so I got a full scholarship to go to this place. And yeah, it's like a lot of those people are like, you know, very talented, you know, who's who. A lot of famous people's kids went there. No, you mentioned Noah Emmerich. He was in my sister's class. Super cool guy. Great, great character actor. There's a lot of people who, you know, who went to that school. And yeah, like you said, I guess it was inevitable, but I was actually a professional breakdancer.
No.
I discovered breakdancing on the street, and I got put in a TV commercial, and it was, you know, they paid me $400, and it was me and another guy and then two models.
Okay.
And you know, I was a kid. I think I was 14. And it was like, and they put a fake mustache on me, which is ironic. And because they wanted me to look like I was in my 20s. But I was like, wait a second. I got out of school. I got paid $400 cash. And I worked with two hot models. And I'm breakdancing.
Right.
This is what I want to do with my life.
Oh, and, that's great.
Yeah.
And you got it there.
No, I did it.
Well done. Steve Lemmy's with us here. So how much time do you spend in Nashville now?
Now, you know, I come down as much as I can. I love Nashville. I love the vibe of Nashville. It's changed a lot since, you know, I think I started coming in like 2008. And it definitely has changed a lot. Like Broadway has changed so much
right.
in the last 20 years. You know, I sometimes kind of avoid Broadway, obviously.
Now. Right. I feel that.
But yeah, I think I come down every couple months. And, you know, we're, like I said, we're trying to build Rhino Dart. And, you know, like tonight there's a Rhino Dart event at Sips and Species at the zoo where, you know, it's a big cocktail party at the zoo. And then we'll be at the Steeplechase on May 9th, which is, you know, it's that big horse event.
Yeah, it's a big horse event. Exactly.
But we turned it into a tailgate.
There you go.
But yeah, and I've been friends with like, you know, you guys are a sports station. Like when I first started coming down back in 2008, 2009, I was friends with the entire offensive line of the Tennessee Titans, like Mike Roos and Mike Otto.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Chris Spencer. And, you know, that was when like, I think Ryan Fitzpatrick was the quarterback and Jake Locker was the quarterback.
Yeah, that's right.
So we would come down. I went to a hysterical, I went to the offensive line dinner. Mike, you know, Mike Roos, I'm still friends with him. I was just texting with him the other day. And he invited me and my friend Kevin Heffernan, who plays Farva in the Super Troopers movies. He invited us down to the offensive line dinner. And we were joking. We were going to, like, walk into this restaurant, and you would just see, like, four zebra legs sticking up in the air, and, like, these guys just be eating out of the belly of the zebra.
Right.
And it wasn't too far off. You know, like one of the guys – had it was Big Country was his name.
Yeah, David right? Stewart.
Yeah, he was there, and he had ordered 3 dozen oysters for an appetizer, and wasn't sharing them with anybody. Like, and it was, you know, it was like a conveyor belt. He'd put the oyster on the cracker, put the Tabasco and the horseradish, and eat that while he was chewing that. He'd be preparing the next one, but he put down 36. Of those things.
Good Lord.
Because had bottles of wine flowing and steaks coming in. I mean, it was honestly like you know, it's like a $10,000 bill.
Good.
And, you know, and they have the, whoever's the rookie has to pay, but they just take turns, you know, paying for dinner and, you know, I mean, these guys are doing well for themselves. So that was an experience.
Oh, I'm sure. We have to ask a disclosure first, Steve, for going further. Do you have any pictures of you and Mike Vrabel together?
Probably not the kind you guys want to that's
great.
Nothing at a resort or anything like that, but.
Oh, that's man. Probably a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Well, Steve, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today. We're excited about Rhino Dart and obviously Super Troopers 3 as well. But definitely we'll check out Rhino Dart and we'll talk down the road.
Awesome, guys. Nice. Thanks for having me on. Nice chatting with you.
Absolutely. Steve Lemmy joining us here on the program. The fine actor, you know him from the Super Troopers movies. And then also check out his drink, Rhino Dart. Crafted for a better buzz, Nashville's one and only premium canned tequila cocktail. Leave the herd, join the crash.
That so sounds go. So good.
You're going. That's right up your alley.
I'm headed to the zoo now. To meet up. Hey, Steve, it's me, Joe. Who?
Get this guy out of here. Coming up next, we'll get Chris Sanders' opinion on the draft and Carnell Tate. Much more. We'll do that next. Chasing Big Joe on a Friday, 102.5 The Game.